Welcoming you to the 187th live episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, broadcasting as per typical from North Potomac, a suburb of Washington, D.C. in the United States, just to its northwest in Montgomery County, Maryland. Tonight we listen to Guadalupe Raymond, better known as La Lupe, one of the great Afro-Cuban woman vocalists of the mid-century. This next track is Elube Shango. La Lupe's rendition of the classic Guantanamera. I'd like to welcome Jeblog tuning in from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada. This is Wawanko Bembe. I'll have some introduction to La Lupe in a minute. The next track is Amar Gitano. Give some background. La Lupe was born Guadalupe Victoria Jolie Raymond on December 23rd, 1939, in the barrio of San Pedrito in Santiago de Cuba, which, as far as I know, is in the far southeastern part of the country, in the region of Oriente, indeed, that's correct. Same part of Cuba where Guantanamo is located, and where Celia Cruz was born and raised. She was a singer of boleros, garrachas, and Latin soul, known for energetic and sometimes controversial performances. Following the release of her first album in 1961, La Lupe moved from Havana to New York and signed with Tico Records, which marked the beginning of a prolific and successful career in the 1960s and 1970s. She retired in the 1980s for religious reasons. Her father was a worker at the local Bacardi distillery and had a major influence on her early life. In 1954, she participated on a radio program which invited fans to sing imitations of their favorite stars. Lupe escaped from school to sing a bolero of Olga Guillot called Mienteme, or Lie to Me in English, and she won the competition for this entry. Family moved to Havana in 1955, where she was enrolled at the University of Havana to become a teacher. Much as Celia Cruz was, her father wanted her to be a teacher instead of a musician who would be under the control of the mafia. She admired Celia Cruz, and like her, she graduated from teaching instruction before starting her professional singing career. She married in 1958 and formed a musical trio with her husband, Eulogio Yo-Yo Reyes, and another female singer. This group, Los Tropicuba, broke up along with her marriage in 1960. She began to perform her own act at a small nightclub in Havana, La Red, the Net, which had a clientele of distinguished foreigners. She acquired a devoted following, which included Ernest Hemingway, Tennessee Williams, Jean-Paul Sartre, Simone de Beauvoir, and Marlon Brando. She recorded her first album, Con el Diablo en el Cuerpo, with the Devil in the Body, in 1960 for Discuba, the Cuban subsidiary of RCA Victor. On the album, she was backed by two different groups directed by Felipe Dulzaides and Eddie Gaitan. Her first television appearance at Puerto Rican television caused quite a stir due to her frenzied, vibrant performance, which reportedly shocked some viewers. It was a different time. This is Amor Gitano. Very much a bolero from what I can hear. In 1962, Guadalupe was exiled to Mexico. She approached Celia Cruz and asked for support to get work. And in turn, Celia recommended her to Mongo Santa Maria in New York. In New York City, Lupe performed at a cabaret. La Beraca, and started a new career, making more than 10 records in 5 years. She married a second time to salsa musician Willie Garcia, with whom she had a son. That marriage also ended in divorce. This is Puro Teatro. Passionate performances cover the full range of Spanish Caribbean music, son montuno, bolero, boogaloo, venturing into other styles like Dominican merengue, Puerto Rican bomba, and Puerto Rican plena. It was her recordings which brought Tite Quire Alonso into prominence as a composer of tough-minded boleros in the salsa style. For a good part of the 1960s, she was the most acclaimed land singer in New York City due to her partnership with Tito Puente.
Estudiado simulacro fue tu mejor actuación, destrozar mi corazón, y hoy que me lloras de veras, recuerdo tu simulacro, perdona que no te crea. Me parece que es teatro. Y acuérdate que según tu punto de vista yo soy la mala. ¡Ay! Teatro. Lo tuyo es puro teatro. Falsedad bien ensayada. Estudiado simulacro. Fue tu mejor actuación, destrozar mi corazón, y hoy que me lloras de veras, recuerdo tu simulacro, perdona que no te crea, me parece que es teatro, perdona que no te crea. Lo tuyo es puro teatro.
This is Keita Pedi.
Que no hay en la vida otro amor como mi amor. Que no te di que pudiera en tus manos poner, y aunque quise robarme la luz para ti, no pudo ser. Hoy me pides tú las estrellas y el sol. No soy un dios, así como soy.
Did a variety of cover versions in either Spanish or accented English, including Yesterday, Dominique by the Singing Nun, Twist and Shout, Unchained Melody, Fever, and America from West Side Story. Fred Weinberg, who is her favorite audio engineer and also worked with Celia Cruz, Mongo Santa Maria, Tito Puente, and many more of the Latin American greats. who was also a producer on several of Lupe's albums, called La Lupe a talent hurricane in the studio due to her intense singing and enthusiasm. The quality of her performances became increasingly inconsistent. There were persistent rumors of her drug addiction, and her life was a real earthquake, according to statements of close friends. Although Fred Weinberg, who engineered and also produced a vast amount of her albums, stated that, "In all the years I worked with Lupe, not once did I ever see her on drugs or using drugs. Heck, she never even drank liquor due to her strong belief in religion." She ended some of her onstage engagements being treated with an oxygen mask. Although she may have been poorly managed by her label Fania Records in particular, she managed and produced herself in mid-career after she parted ways with Tio Puente. However, the late 1960s saw her ephemeral career go downhill. The explosion of salsa and the arrival of Celia Cruz in New York were the determining factors that sent her into the background, and her career declined thereafter. She was part of the cast of Two Gentlemen of Verona with the great Puerto Rican actor Raul Julia at the De La Court Theater in Central Park, which moved to Broadway in December 1971. Que no hay en la vida otro amor como mi amor. Will you stop what's happening? It's what's gonna happen, and this is it, baby. Ahoy, no más. Yeah. Rompe lo que es tuyo y si no. Es que bueno, Bugalú. This is Bembe Pata Pata. Mi madre y mi padre murieron, y a los seis meses yo solo me quedé este hermano que me ayudó. San Miguel venció, San Miguel venció, San Miguel venció al enemigo y al enemigo lo venció. Miguel venció, A devout follower of Santeria, she continued to practice her religion. The record label Fania Records, which had previously acquired Tico, ended her contract in the late 1970s, keen to instead promote Celia Cruz's career. Olupe retired in 1980 and found herself destitute by the early 1980s. In 1984, she injured her spine while trying to hang a curtain in her home. She initially used a wheelchair and then later a cane. An electrical fire made her homeless. After being healed at an evangelical Christian crusade, Guadalupe abandoned her Santeria roots and became a born-again Christian. In 1991, she gave a concert at La Sinagoga in New York, singing Christian songs. Sadly, in 1992, Guadalupe passed of a heart attack at age 52 and was buried in St. Raymond's Cemetery in the Bronx.
cafecito pa' mí.
Ay.
Besito de azúcar, canela y anís.
Ya no hay sol, desde que te fuiste tu stormy weather.
Qué
lindo me quedó. Ay, ay. Ah, ah, oh, oh, ah.
This is Bomba Nama. The next track is Canción de Orfeo.
Llegó.
voy a hacerle pues la historia de mi vida. Amé mucho ese querer, fue mi alma la más sentida. Me traicionó el muy bandido, qué ingrato y mal proceder. Él fue que me hizo querer, caramba, él me hizo creerme querida. En mi casa me encerré y llorando me quedé. Se olvidaron mis amigos, solo mi madre lloraba. A Dios pedía y rogaba que se salvara su hija. Recuerden lo que les digo, caramba, que en dolor o en una cama, solo la madre nos ama. Ay, no hay dinero, no hay amigos. Linda Guajira, mi son te llama. Yo quiero bailar, quiero gozar.
Guajira, el son te llama, pa' gozar, pa' bailar. Guajira, el son te llama, pa' gozar, pa' bailar.
Mañana por la mañana voy a acudir a una cita. Me espera mi noviecito juntito a la capillita. Le va a rezar el rosario a San Antonio bendito, pa' que le aumente el salario y poder casarnos prontito. San Antonio sí, San Antonio no, el salario sí, que se case no.
San Antonio sí, San Antonio no, el salario sí, que se case no.
El salario sí, sí señor.
Amor Verdadero. The next track is one for early hits, Con El Diablo and El Cuerpo.
Cuerpo, locura de ver.
Mexico.
A mi gente darle salsa, salsa buena pa' gozar y pa' bailar. sueño, siempre alegre respetar, vencer campos, vencer guerra en el mundo del sabor. Soy dueña de la salsa, de la salsa hoy. Soy dueña de este verso que al cantar me puso a inspirar, que soy la voz dueña del cantar. ¿Cómo que se llama el trombonista? ¡Ay! ¡Ay, Rainbow Charity! ¡Ay, no!
Convencer, súbete a
te mueres, porque te falta mi amor. Entonces habrás pasado por lo que pasé. ¿Te acuerdas cuando te fuiste? ¿Cómo supliqué? Ay, esas lágrimas son pocas.
This is Esas Lágrimas Son Pocas. We have a couple minutes left until the end of the recorded episode, but I have 20 more music coming up after this. I think maybe 40 minutes worth. I'll just keep playing through the top of the hour. As a reminder, the rerun will be posted shortly after the end of the episode. Or sorry, the archive will be posted shortly after the end of the episode, and there will be a rerun tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's see who we have scheduled for next week. That's hilarious, Gemlock. Let's see who I have for next week. Next week is Danai Suarez, who I've forgotten about now. Indeed, not too many people in the chat. I must have pissed him off somehow. I don't know, saying something about comma separated values files being better than tab delimited or something. I didn't actually say that. I'm just trying to think of something. Maybe my bike photos? No idea. The people are pissed off.
Person say.